Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good evening. This is the Fakeologist here. This is the All Shots Clot show, All Shots Clot number 17. It's a call-in show without callers. Yeah, it's kind of funny. But if you want to talk about anything vaccine, anything at all to do with the COVID shot, anything to do with other vaccines, if you got any tips, suggestions for what I should do on tonight's show, if you've got any websites, join in to the chat, shortfake.com/chat, or join our studio at shortfake.com/restream. Call in at 810-666-1984. As long as it has something to do with the clot shot, that's all I ask. Really, that's it. So just give us a call in. We'll go for about an hour. I'll read on X.com, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, because there's tons of anti-vax stuff on there. And what else? Yeah, that's about it. So we have, we're streaming live on X, Twitter. We're on DLive. We're on YouTube. My V4. Tonight's show definitely will get deleted off YouTube. We're also on Fakotube, fakotube.com. That's my platform, fakotube.com. And it's through your monthly donations that keeps the $200 a month going over there. So thanks everyone who has contributed at fakotube.com. That's where the money goes. And I'm going to open up the chat over there. If you chat on fakotube.com, then you will, your chat will turn into comments. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's how that works. So we're just going to show you the Fakotube channel over here. Kate Emma, Leonard Cohen, great. Ed Kiley, Mr. Cohen in the fake house. You got that right. So let's try and open up the Fakotube chat into its own chat. Doesn't seem to work, so I guess we're going to be stuck with looking at the chat on this page. That's fine. Ed Kiley says, I like pro-health rather than their pejorative label anti-vax. Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. We shouldn't use their language. You're so right. You're absolutely so right. So we'll turn off Leonard now. That's enough Leonard Cohen. And we'll turn him off and just say, hi, everybody. How you doing? This is the Fakeologist here. And what a big weekend. I just want to show you fakeologist.blog over here. As you noticed here, the homepage on Fakeologist is not quite right. I had a few issues with the new host. All the ladies that ran my last hosting platform have left. Now we're back with regular people that aren't exclusively women, and I haven't had a chance to upgrade the fakeologist.com page. I want to put it back the way it was, but in the meantime, you can see I put the 9/11 bullet points. I'll leave that up probably for a while because 9/11 is just around the corner, less than a month away. So I'll leave that up here. That's how I got into this whole PSYOP media fakery business, 9/11. And of course, COVID took over from 9/11, basically, and 3/11/2000. And then this website was born, allshotsclot.com. Now, the other thing is, you might remember, I had a website that I registered called youcantcatchavirus.com. I haven't really touched that page. It's really just an offshoot of fakeologist.blog. And that's when I was making all these different graphics here. I got a Northern Tracy, rest in peace, sweet Northern Tracy. She had a resource page on vaccines, on germs. And then we have this, You Can't Catch a Virus, explained by Brendan Murphy. I don't know why it says one person is watching that video. And then we have this other video here. I don't know who's doing that. Tracy Northern. We can watch this one for a minute. Yeah, Northern Tracy was one of my favorite guests. Oh, she did an interview with Kraz Files, a guy in Australia. That's what that was. Remember Tracy?
And people just giving us amazing feedback. We just work together and continue to move forward in a positive way and break all of
them. I'm trying to get people to connect the dots, and they're just weren't.
Yeah, Northern Tracy, I really miss her. She was a great one. Here's another one by Jeff G. Viral Misconceptions. I'm going to put a link to this page, youcantcatchavirus.com. Make sure you share that with all your friends and enemies. I'll put that in. youcantcatchavirus.com. So yeah, the point of this show, we're just going to talk all about vaccines and COVID and all that kind of stuff there. Why can't I make that a link? Oh well. Anyway, youcantcatchavirus.com. And that this Jeff guy is an interesting guy. He has a website called virusesarenotcontagious.com. And if you just, and a couple other ones here is an audio. So click on this and see what that is. Listen to this audio. Where is that from? That's another one. This is old. This is Master Fake Theater, Alex Loglia, on Bill Cooper back in the 90s. This is a good one. I'll play a bit of this.
Hello, this is the Fakeologist speaking. You're listening to Master Fake Theater, where I present to you some of my favorite 9/11-centric audios. I've selected these audios based on the idea that they will help further your knowledge of the hoax that 9/11 was. While I can't endorse every thought in each audio, I do think they're worth your while. Please visit fakeologist.com to explore endless hours of 9/11 and media fake research. Thank you for listening, and on with the Master Fake Broadcast.
That's my theme music for Master Fake Theater. And there's the Bill Cooper theme music. Kind of a creepy intro on Bill Cooper. I'm just going to play the intro to this audio for a bit. What I'm going to do if I don't have any callers is just introduce you to stuff that really are great resources that I've provided for you guys. What a noisy intro. Sorry about that. It's quite loud. If anyone wants to call in, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Otherwise, we'll just play
a bit
of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time. Tonight, we're going to do something that we've been telling you we were going to do for quite a while. And without any further introduction, let's get into it. That's right, folks. It's the return of our medical sleuth, CAGI member Alex Loglia, who many, many months ago promised to return with his treatise on germs. And tonight, here it is. Now, because we don't have any medical experts here or laboratories with which to conduct these simple experiments, I'm going to have to advise you not to believe what you hear tonight, or from any other source for that matter, at any time. Listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing. And
isn't it great? This is from 1993, 31 years ago. And they were really saying exactly what we're saying today. So you can't say you weren't told.
You can prove it in your own research. We believe that there may be some validity to the information you're going to hear tonight, and that's why we're presenting it to you. However, whether or not it turns out to be true is going to depend upon whether or not we're able to conduct some experiments to either prove it true or prove it false. According to the premise in the tape you're going to hear tonight, the experiments should be fairly easy to conduct.
Good evening, folks. It's been a while since I was on with the last show on vaccinations, and before I get into tonight's subject, which is going to be about the history of the germ theory, I want to give you a little bit of information that I've had dug up in the interim about vaccinations. Particularly, I'm going to mention a couple of bills they're trying to push through Congress right now that you might want to contact your representatives about. I don't have time to go into detail on the show here.
Remember, 1993.
I suggest you contact your representatives about these particular bills. They are S-732, the Comprehensive Child Immunization Act of 1993, and S-887, the National Immunization Improvement Act of 1993. Both of these bills were incorporated into the Public Service Act of the Senate Budget Bill and passed by the Senate on June 25th, 1993. Also, H.R. 2264, Universal Access to Childhood Immunizations. This act was incorporated into the House Budget Reconciliation Act and passed by the House on May 27, 1993. S-887 and S-733, which is the National Immunization Act of 1993 and the Comprehensive Child Health Immunization Act of 1993, are both still pending before the Senate Committee on Finance, so there is still time to get those particular bills turned back and to have them overthrown, so to speak. They're not good news, ladies and gentlemen, and really, this is a very important issue, so I hope you will take some action. We did have a minor success in that the National Immunization Registry, which was scheduled to open up in 1993.
All right, caller in or is calling in.
I'm sure it will raise its ugly head again soon. So keep your...
All right, everyone loves John the Beggar, so we'll bring him up. John the Beggar, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for calling in. I took last Monday off, so I thought I better open up the lines and let the good listenership like yourself say something.
Okay, well, today I was talking to a lot of people,
okay,
and every one of them had some sort of information about someone that took the shot, the COVID shot, and died soon afterwards.
Wow,
within a month.
Where were you talking? What vicinity? What?
Michigan, the Detroit area.
I know, but where were you? Were you in a hospital? Were you in the drugstore?
No, I was at the building I live at.
Just talking around your building. Okay, that's interesting. Random people or all your friends?
I went downstairs, yeah. And there was a large group of people talking. And I got into the talk, and somehow it got to vaccines, and people were telling how many people they knew had taken that, and soon after it, they were dead within 30 days. So you don't know if it just pushed people over who were heading that way anyways.
Yeah, do you think they were old or...
Most of them were probably older.
Yeah, I think people are more vulnerable, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a poison, and the older you are, or if you're a real little kid or a baby, you're probably very vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Especially if they've hurt your immune system with other vaccines, which inevitably they have. But it's just an absolutely weird phenomena, vaccinations.
So what were you able to convey to these people? Were you able to get through to them with your information, or were you just listening?
I told them I knew people like that, and I told them that all those vaccines are poisonous, I said. Even the flu vaccine, I said, all that stuff. And one person, well, I got to take that. I get the so bad if I don't. I said, it's all that mRNA crap.
Yeah.
I said, don't touch any one of them. And no one except her who talked about that, the rest, and she didn't take the COVID one.
Yeah.
The rest did not say a thing. And she had a daughter who's in her 40s, and she took it for work. And her daughter is sick all the time and applying for disability now.
What do you think of the idea that they just targeted certain areas? Like, do you think Michigan got it bad, or?
I think a lot of areas got targeted, and then a lot of it was a mixed lot. Because I remember listening to the British Parliament, and the health secretary was giving a speech, and he said that he had talked with all the vaccine manufacturers, and he claimed they all did the same thing. Mm-hmm. He said 30% of the people, he said, got a pure placebo. He said 15% of the people, or 20% of the people, got a 50% shot, 50-50, and then another 15 or 20%, got a 30% vaccine, mm-hmm, rather than a 15, and then the last one, last 30%, got 100% vaccine. So it probably depended on who got what, and it just depends on you too as a person. There's some people that may get bit by a poisonous snake and may never get anti-venom and may yet ultimately survive, where other people may die in short order. It just depends on how well your body can fight things.
Interesting. Go ahead.
Because everyone's body is different. It's totally different. Most of the people where I live have diabetes and cardiovascular problems. I don't have diabetes. I don't have cardiovascular problems. I've got joint problems that wear out. I've got muscle walls that break inside of me, and I have a non-cancerous tumor in me that's in a place where it's not growing, where they'd rather not take it out, risking paralysis. Those are the problems I have in life. Hernias and that too. I don't, and I have colon rectal problems, but I just don't have the other ones. Everybody's different.
Nice. Interesting.
It just depends. I watch that CHD TV every morning.
What's on there? What's on there? Are you recommending it?
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's on 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every morning on HDTV. They talk about various things. You can have it. There's a live chat there.
Where is it here? I'm on CHD. Well, wait. It brought up telepathy.com. Is that the same thing? No.
No. Children's Health Defense Network, the TV part of it.
Oh, okay. CHD TV.
TV.
Okay. Well, let's just go to CHD, see if that brings it up. No. Children's
Health Defense.
That's JFK's site, no?
RFK, yeah.
Or RFK, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have other subjects on there.
Oh, childrenshealthdefense.org. Do we trust these guys as being the real deal, or are they controlled opposition? What's your take?
I think they're pretty straight up. They might have some controlled agenda, but I think they have a great deal of latitude, and they have been preaching against vaccines and the problems they cause for some time. They're pushing the idea forward to people that these are all poison, and they are. Every one of them that you'll ever take
what
is to
this?
Some degree poison.
Vax number 3 is coming out.
Yeah, that's a movie.
No, I know. I saw 1 and 2, and my friend Greg Wyatt is completely against the vaxxed people because he said it's controlled opposition. And I'll plug Greg Wyatt, even though he got mad at me for not putting his website on my front page. I'll be happy to put it on All Shots Clot because it has absolutely no links. But I wonder what he thinks of Vax 3. I have to get Greg Wyatt back on the show, I think.
Well, they have a lot of people talking about different things. And the other day they talked about, not today, but yesterday, the day before, they talked about the sloth flu is coming. They found a flu in tree sloths in Belize in Central America.
Okay, what show do you watch here? Because they got a bunch. Is it Good Morning CHD?
Yeah, Good Man. And you go down to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
There's a whole list of the live TV, and I hit on the live TV every morning.
Okay, I'm looking at it now.
And you can click on one, and it'll take you to them, and you can get to a live show.
I do like Dr. Paul. He's on there now. He's a little odd to me, but I do like the guy.
Castron Austin Phipps is on there.
Yeah.
And they've got other people. And they put various topics all around health, you know, and some of it's financial health.
So you log into the you logged in today. So there's 29 minutes. And they got a live chat.
Yeah.
So it's a highly produced show.
Yeah, it's a nice show.
Was that you in the chat? It says, "Good morning, CHD from Southeast Michigan."
Yes, I do.
Good morning, everybody. Happy
was that
Sunday.
You that chatted
welcome
that
this week with Mary Holland,
yeah,
President
that.
Of Children's Health Defense,
oh, that's
and
funny.
Myself, Polly Tommy. Right, we've got a bit of a packed show, Mary. Let's get straight on with the defender
but they've got
here.
All sorts of stuff.
Medical warfare.
Yeah.
And they talked about geoengineering of the weather today too, and it's always got something, and it's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every morning.
All right.
And if you go to Children's Health Defense, the TV thing, and go down to the bottom.
No,
and
I got it.
Show.
I got it. You don't have to keep plugging it. I'll put it in there for you. I'll put it in.
Okay.
I'll put it in. You seem adamant about it. I'll put it in for you. Don't worry about
that.
Yeah,
they're anti that COVID vaccine and anti mandates. So I'm on board with them if they turn out to be controlled. And I always view that people may be controlled at different levels.
Well, yeah,
you know.
they're gatekeepers, according to Greg Wyatt. I'll put a link to Greg's site. This is Greg's site over here. He doesn't have very – so he says, who really shapes the narrative of the health freedom movement? So he just said go to this Telegram channel. But he has a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
There was a video on YouTube I got of Dr. Mike Eden, and he was talking about how ivermectin – it was on Tim Truth's video, and it was talking about how ivermectin can create sterility.
Yeah, I don't know. Ivermectin's an old story now. I'm not really too interested in it.
Well, that's what they put out, and I mean, I don't take ivermectin. I never have, but you always have to watch out for various things because they'll get you one way, they'll get you another.
Yeah, well, stay away from all toxic drugs.
Yeah, take away. If you have to use something to remove parasites, use natural things.
Yeah.
Garlic, cloves is also a parasite killer. I use wormwood and black walnut shells. I know the Native Americans used black walnut shells. The Chinese used wormwood for malaria. And I know that animals will, domestic wild animals, farm animals, house animals, will fight to get out to those black walnut shells, and they'll eat them. And the Native Americans used them, too, for deparasiting. And I have to believe that that has to be at least relatively safe. The Chinese produced 1 billion people, ultimately, and wormwood was something they would use, so it can't really be sterilizing. And farm animals and wild animals and house pets who eat those black walnut shells, well, there's always plenty of them around, so I don't believe that they will kill you or sterilize you, but I do believe they will get rid of parasites.
All right. Yeah, Greg has a new book called Monetizing Misery, so he's really against these guys, so... we'll have him back and talk about it, because I don't mind some people giving some truth, but they always insert something really far off, so I just think we have to be careful. So I think a lot of these guys are just there to mislead people. I wonder what Vax 3 is going to be about in terms of COVID. We'll have to see.
About people who have taken shots.
Oh, I know. I watched the first two movies, but...
Well, they talk, too, about people who were given strange treatment in hospitals, people that refused the COVID vaccine.
But my question is, John, they still support vaccines, so they just want better vaccines.
Yes, some of them do, but more and more of the people, I think, are against all vaccines. I think Dr. Paul.
Oh, he's really
good.
But he can't say it, though. This is the problem. I do like Dr. Paul, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on there. And if you don't like something, don't watch it. You don't believe it, don't believe it. But it's a good source of information, and it's waking people up to the dangers of vaccines. And I think you're going to see a tremendous pushback in the future. People are going to start putting two and two together and say, no more vaccines for me.
Well, here we go here. I guess Dr. Paul never wants to come right out and say he's anti-vax, because then he'll just be labeled as such, and people will ignore him.
Good morning, CHD. Welcome to Pediatric Perspectives.
Every morning, it's a one-hour show or so, and I enjoy going to it, and I enjoy chatting in the chat, and I enjoy seeing what people have to say.
My guest today is one who you've met before, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, pediatrician, friend of mine, who is definitely not afraid to share the truth with you as he sees it. And so we're going to cover the topic of back-to-school vaccines, because it's August, and this is the time parents, some of you are getting letters from the school, your child.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
Not up to date, or we need their vaccine.
Yeah, I know a lady, and she just had a surgery. She's recovering at home. She had to get her son some vaccinations because he was born with some problems and had to have a drain in his ear and everything else.
Yeah.
But they kept him away from the COVID. And she teaches him at homeschools him because she doesn't want him to think there's 27 or 29 different genders.
Right.
And crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And today I would have to look at people and say, if it wasn't absolutely necessary and I couldn't put him in a good private school, I would homeschool the kid.
Yeah.
Without question. Because you don't know what the going on, and there's people trying to get kids to be able to vaccinate on their own and crazy things like that and change their genders on their own. Just all bizarre stuff. It's just an extension. They're trying to kill people and create chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just terrible.
Yeah, well, as long as people get the information that we dish out here or look for alternative other voices, then I think they have a fighting chance. But I guess really they just don't know that we're out here. People like
most people don't, and many people would have a hard time. I had a hard time accepting that the JFK assassination was not what we were told it was. Well, I mean, I never believed it was what we were told it was.
Yeah, that's true.
But I just look at these things now. That's why, even though I'm going to vote for Robert Kennedy, I don't think he's Irish Catholic Jesus and that he's going to save the world.
No, no.
But I am going to vote for him. And I'll be voting for a lot of third parties. And even though I've always been a lifetime Democrat, I will be voting for many, many third parties.
Oh, let me show you this post here, John. I don't know if you saw this on allshotsclot.com. John, make sure you go to allshotsclot.com and sign up for all the posts sent to your email box. Make sure you do that if you can.
Okay. Allshotsclot.com.
Actually, if you go there, it should pop up, allshotsclot.com. There should be a pop-up that says subscribe. Otherwise, I don't see it on the right side here, but I'll have to add that.
I still get people that test for COVID, and I tell them not to do that because it's a nonsense disease. No one can show you a picture under an electron microscope. They show you a computer graphic or an artist's rendition or concept of what it looks like, but no one shows, because it never was anything but a theoretical virus. It's just the yearly flu or cold or bug, whatever you want to call it, that goes through. And they treated it completely the opposite of what you would an upper respiratory infection. You treat that immediately with cortical steroids, shot and pills, antibiotics, shot and pills. Because that's what I got before COVID came out, and I got cured almost instantly, which I always do when I do that procedure.
Good stuff. John, do you know this song?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember who sings this?
No, I don't.
I'll play the... Let me get to the bridge here. I love music, of course, so I will inject it when I can. And then you'll get the point once I show you this. Right, that's Greg Kinn, the breakup song. And then I'll go to my post here at allshotsglot.com. I went to Greg Kinn's blog. The last two entries were, the second last entry was, it's been a couple of weeks since I got my second COVID shot, so I'm all vaccinated and ready to rock. It's nice to get round two done so that I can go out and not be so nervous about getting COVID. Yes, I'll still be mindful of others and careful, but it's a relief. Now, that was on April 11th, year of our Lord, 2021. And then, of course, just last week, or last Friday or Saturday, which it was what it was, Greg Kinn passed away. Now, they say it was of Alzheimer's disease, but he was 75 years old. So, I just thought that was interesting. It was an interesting juxtaposition of posts. Let's put it that way. He hasn't done anything since for the last 3 years, but I don't know. It's hard not to make the equation.
Well, all I can say is I can go back to my education, my specialized education, which was in hazmat.
Okay, in hazmat, okay.
Everything, the biohazard section, 3 days, 24 hours, 8 hours a day, taught me that everything they were doing was wrong. Other hazmat training I did, asbestos abatement, you know, PCBs, that all taught me that everything they were doing was wrong. But even going back to high school, I remember teachers would say to you, you are direct descendants, because we were all white kids then in the class, except for a few Native Americans and some Chinese.
There must have been a couple of blacks in the class. No?
Not where I lived. There were none. It was a white area only.
Okay.
And the teachers said, you're the direct descendants of people who survived the Black Death in Europe. Why on earth would you be scared of anything? Yeah. You are the strongest of the strongest. And that was preached to me in high school, junior high, and even down to elementary school. Because people would say, what if there's this big plague? And they would say, no. It's nonsense. It's not going to happen. And I even in high school, I had some teachers who he pulled us aside. Some people could go talk with him one day privately, and they had to agree not to tell anyone about it. And he talked about viruses, and he basically thought viruses were bullshit, flus and everything else. And some other people decided they wanted to hear that too. So another day, he finished the regular lesson and he took us to the back and warned us, don't you tell anyone, not your parents, anyone about this, not the administrator. And we did, and he told us that it was bullshit. He thought viruses were just nonsense. So it was the flu and other things. He thought other things, poisonings and things, caused it. So to... if he's still alive, he'd be well in his 90s because he fought in World War II. To Mr. Wally Cheslick, I thank him for doing that for me.
Yeah, well, I guess he had to do it that way. Otherwise, he would have gotten in trouble. So good on you, Wally.
Yeah, he would have gotten in. If he's still alive, and for some reason he's listening to this, thank you, Mr. C, for all you did for me. And I mean, it was a very different time back then. When I went to school, probably 75% of the kids smoked, and they smoked outside of the building, and they would allow them to do that. They would go in the bathrooms, and they finally cut the bathrooms down. It was a school with 3,000 kids in it. Two bathrooms were open in between classes. So the only other thing you got to go to the bathroom is if you went down to the gym class. And the other way, too, is if you were on the press. The journalism, which I tried to always be, you got a press card. So you could be out and you could just happen to walk in on that bathroom if you needed it. And then there was Mr. C, Mr. Cheslick. He had a key to one right across the hall from him, two of them, one for the boys and the girls. So I always came in and I was really good in his class, and, hey, Mr. C, can I have the key? And he'd give it to me, and I would, I'd get to use the bathroom where other people, it was a real issue.
Great memories, eh, John?
Yeah, it was a real issue because of smoking. You would go into the regular bathroom, and even smokers would gag because there was so much smoke.
Yeah, I'm anti-smoking myself, but whatever.
Yeah, it was just, that was the way people were back then.
Yeah, it was a big deal to smoke. Everyone smoked. I agree with you there.
And it was a different time because I was reading today only 11% of the people smoke in America.
Yeah, it's definitely gone down.
Yeah, I thought that's great news. And
now we got to get the vaccinators down like smokers. Got to get that number down.
Yeah, get them down to nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what we need. And it's just... it's just the way, but I remember those things in my life, and I remember so many teachers telling me, don't be stupid, excuse me. You're the survivors of the people that survived the Black Death. You can beat everything, and they have antibiotic drugs and other things, you know, to fix you up. Don't worry about ever dying from some massive plague.
Yeah.
And that stayed in my mind.
Nice.
And I'm very happy, and although it was a district that never got good marks, I thought it was more a behaviorist problem issue with students that didn't want to be there and disrupted the class, but they were good, solid teachers, most of them people who had lived through World War II or Korea, and I'll have to be honest, I was scared to death of most of them. These were guys who actually fought in war and killed people, and back then they could smack your ass and would. So you had to keep in line, and I think it made us better people.
Absolutely.
And I thank them all, dead or alive, wherever they are. I thank them.
Well, John, everyone loves your calls, and I appreciate you calling in. And don't forget, go to the chat, shortfake.com/chat. And don't forget, what else don't forget? Oh, yeah, allshotsclot.com. Get signed up over there. I'd appreciate that so you can keep track of those posts. And, keep calling in and keep gathering material. And, we'll see you tomorrow on the Lynn Artel Show. You can call in then if you want.
All right, thank you.
And good volume tonight. Your audio is at a higher level. I guess you fixed your phone.
Okay, I guess I did. I untangled the cord and fooled around it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is. Well, thank you, and good night, fakeologist.
Good night, John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway. There he goes, down there in Detroit Rock City, where we're building a bridge to Detroit. All the Canadian taxpayers chipped in, and that should be done next year. What else do we have? Yeah, Buzzing Frets is in the chat, and he said, pre-2021, Greg Kinn was just fine. Yeah, he was a radio DJ down in Florida, I think, but it doesn't matter. I listened to an interview with Greg, coincidentally, the other day. Well, I guess they reposted it on the 80s podcast, whatever it was called, and... let's see if I posted that. Let me go over to Fakeologist Shorts. No, I don't think I did. There was a Greg Kinn Back to the 80s podcast. Let me do a quick search for that. Greg Kinn Back to the 80s, I think it was. Like most people in their 50s... a pretty big 80s music fans like myself. What was the name of that damn thing? I guess Bob Lefsetz. He has a newsletter that a lot of people liked. And he has a story, of course. And I'm sure Bob Lefsetz is fully vaccine. Pro-vaccine, I'm guessing. So lots of good discussion about Greg Kinn. But of course, you'll never see anything about the vaccine and Alzheimer's because I think that they definitely work together. So let's just see. Let me just see if I can find that podcast real quick, because I would like to recommend it if I have it here. Something called the 80s podcast. I guess I'm not going to find it. Yeah, we'll find. If I find it later, I'll put a link to it in allshotsclot.com. So that's Greg Kinn. Let me go over the chat there. Don't forget, we're also on the Discord right now. I've linked the chats from the Discord to our Restream studio. And Calm Card Ken is over there in the Discord. I don't know if you're listening to the show, Calm Card Ken, but you're going to have to log into the radio at shortfake.com/stream1 if you want. And otherwise, I guess you're just interacting with the chat. So the chats on YouTube are now cross-posting onto our Discord channel. And if you want to talk to us on an informal basis, go to our Discord at shortfake.com/Discord. And just so you all know, if you go to fakeologist.com/podcasts, and here's the Fakeologist page here. So if you go to audio and then audio chat, let's see, go to podcast. So audio and then podcasts. So it's at fakeologist.com/podcasts. You will get a link to all our latest shows. And we have a lot of shows, many shows. And you will see all kinds of stuff over there. And you'll see links to all kinds of different shows. And on the weekend, we did about 14 hours. So there's this show. This is the main show, the All Shots Clot / Fakeologist show. And then there's our audio chats where we go all over the place. So you can find them on your favorite podcast player, or you can play them right off the channel here at fakeologist.com. Either way, we had a ton of content. So I highly, highly recommend it. Calm Card Ken said he's listening to the show on FakeOtTube. Okay. We have many, many, many different places to listen to the show. And we have the FakeOtTube chat. And FakeOtTube.com, of course, is our video platform. I've been kind of quiet on, I go hot and cold on our different platforms. But be told, we have many, many, many different places that we maintain. So we're all over the place. So if you don't get the blog, you can go to FakeOtTube, you can go to the chats, you can go to the Discord. I don't bother with Telegram anymore. I'm pretty cooled off on Telegram. It's just because there's no point in being over there. We've got our own platform over here. Yes, Calm Card Ken, I understand you're listening now. I wasn't quite sure. So I gotcha. We've got the chat over here at shortfake.com/chat. And so going back to, we'll go over here to Fakeologist Shorts here. That's my simulated Twitter feed. And look at how far back. It goes back to 2016. So all the things that I think are tweetable, I usually put over here on my own Twitter-like blog, shortfake.com/chat. So there's that. So I have a ton of content that you guys should all familiarize yourself with. But where do you want to go now? Should we go back to allshotsclot.com and read that blog? Why do all vaccines cause harm, by a Midwestern doctor? So let's take a look at that. So this is a great Substack. That's another platform. So we'll click on this platform here. And this guy is an anonymous Midwestern doctor, I suppose, who's anti-pharmaceutical corruption. And he's posted before on the topic. But he goes back to Dr. Andrew Molden. And I probably have talked about this guy before. And I can read some of the main points here. And that, here we go. So vaccines, often cause various side effects, making it hard to identify common causes. Neurologist Andrew Molden discovered that vaccines frequently trigger microstrokes, which can lead to a myriad of acute and chronic diseases. Forgotten research from the 1960s shows that blood cell clumping is a root cause of many diseases, a belief also shared by Chinese medicine, which totally makes sense. So that's microclotting, clumping. And what that does is it blocks oxygenation of the different tissues, especially in areas of single vascular pathways, where if that one pathway clogs, then the whole tissue can die because there are no alternate pathways to that tissue. Next point is colloidal chemistry and zeta potential science reveal that positive charges around a blood cell causes clumping. Agents with concentrated positive charges, such as aluminum and the COVID spike protein, are especially problematic. So that's just the ionic properties of aluminum or the metal salts, the metal salts, I guess, positive and negative. And if there's a concentration of these metals, it makes the blood cells more positive. So that means, I suppose, they're more attracted and start clumping. And improving the physiologic zeta potential benefits a wide range of acute and chronic illnesses. A strong case can be made that many conventional and holistic therapies work in part by enhancing zeta potential. This is what Dr. Andrew Molden talked about. And it's not an easy concept to understand because nobody talks about it. You go to FacoTube and click on the hamburgers here on the top left, and then go to the different categories. And if you click vaccine, underneath that, you'll see Dr. Andrew Molden. Click that. And you can see him. These are all his videos where they talk about a certain Andrew Molden, and I believe he talks about the zeta potential. It's not the best quality audio, but it's pretty good. Let me just play this one about, this is an informal interview he did with someone from my area, talking about envascular territory. I'll just play this. It's not the best audio, but I'll just play it anyway, see what happens. Okay, let's see.
Down, right? Exactly. Yeah. But you know, but these pipes have to close as part of healing, and they close down. And then because there are still roads there coming off and cars are going down here in the area, and the blood is creating electromagnetic fields because it's moving charged particles through the blood. These fields provide like the Hansel and Gretel sort of breadcrumbs that tell these guys, as they finish this first phase of healing, to grow back up in the area and finish the job and regrow and revascularize the area. Wow. Finishing healing.
Yeah.
But when you overstimulate it by a very virulent infectious disease or by repeat vaccinations or by immunological intolerance, all of a sudden, all of them close down. And then where's the Hansel Gretel breadcrumb to go bring it back to the area? You're stuck. And that's what we've done with these damn vaccines. These vessels will not grow back to this area, and all these cables remain broken in the brain. But it's not just the brain, it's the pancreas, because the Langerhans cells in the pancreas are in an envascular territory. So when you have foreign things there that don't belong there, it's constantly calling the immune system in the area, and the white blood cells, which respond to anything from bacteria in your face for acne to splinters in your hand to infectious diseases. The white blood cells are monsters. They're like 10 to 12 microns in diameter, which is like, you know, here's a small capillary. Red blood cells are bigger, squeezed through a single file.
White blood cells.
White blood cells, yeah, respond to all infectious diseases.
Yeah. They're the bigger ones.
Called neutrophils. And
yeah. Yeah, when he puts it that way, so the white blood cells go to the areas that have problems in the body with poisoning, and they're so big they jam up the capillaries, and if there's a severe poisoning, then the white blood cells clog up the capillaries, and that envascular tissue dies because the red blood cells can't get by the white blood cells, and oxygenation stops. And that really explains a lot. And that was from a really good interview. I think I've got the entire interview here. I think so. Yeah, it's right here, 47 minutes. And why do I have 2 of 4? I think the whole thing is there. It says 2 of 4, but let's just see here.
Off these pipes and strain them out. Your body's own response, your own Sherman tanks going to war are blocking off your roads, and too many at once, no oxygen. Right.
Especially with added vaccination on top of that.
Keeps going, whack, and the damage comes additive, break.
Yeah. Okay, so can you go back a step for this here, and the electrical charge?
Yeah, so it's called zeta potential, all things in mass. So when you're standing in your living room, in your home or apartment, and you have light coming through the glass panes, mm-hmm. you can sometimes see dust particles in the air.
Anyway, I'm going to link to that on allshotsclot.com. This is ASC17. And let's see if it's still on YouTube. Here's the original link. Is it still there? Oh, goodbye. That's why I put it on FakoTube. There we go. It's gone. That was a good one. That must be gone for a long time. So there you go. That's why I've got the FakoTube. Everyone should join FakoTube and check it out. YouTube just does not, and I mean does not, allow for this kind of stuff. And also, it's really hard for me to download from YouTube now. They blocked a lot of backdoor downloading. So I have to use other methods that take quite a bit extra time. But yeah, that's... I wonder if Dr. Andrew Molden can be found anywhere on YouTube. Let's just check that out. So we'll do a quick search and see what YouTube brings up now, if anything. Well, I guess a little bit. Oh, right, Canadian Action Party. A little bit of stuff here. Okay. Here we go here. DrAndrewMolden.com. What's this about here?
Describe the one-on-one learning environment at Eagle Valley Middle School.
So,
what's this have
to
do with?
The one-on-one environment really is an opportunity for students to have additional resources to the classes that their teachers are. You guys have Pearson. That program appreciate the devices as much as they should. So I believe to worry about charging. You never have to worry about kids always not having a charging, break them or lose them or something.
I don't think that has anything to do with Dr. Molden. That's strange. What's this one here? This is his party, actually, the Canadian Action Party, that he was getting going 15 years ago. Let's just have a quick listen to this.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all that you are doing. And we all fight the same, we all have our eyes on the same, the beast head, if you will, and we'll get up its neck and take its legs underneath it, and we'll slaughter it, because it has to be done for ourselves and our future. So we will. And stay strong, stay true, and we will succeed, all of us, all right?
Exactly. Thank you very much. Winning losing is not an option. Winning is the only way to go. Winning is the only way to go. I mean, that's the bottom. Okay. Thank you very much.
Winning is relative.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's funny. 13 sections of this interview, and they're only 40 seconds each. It might be worth a listen to this, but I guess this is more about his political stuff that he was doing. That's Dr. Andrew Molden there. And some really interesting stuff. So really nothing with vaccinations on YouTube and Dr. Andrew Molden, that's for sure. But I got some of it, so you should definitely take a listen and check it out there. This is actually might be worth listening to. Let's just listen to the beginning here.
Yes, Dr. Maldon, this is Mark Astrani from Black Talk Radio International Talk Host Show. How are you today, sir?
Very fine, thank you, Mark.
Oh, thank you very much for accepting my invitation, indeed. And Dr. Andrew J. Maldon, MD and PhD, is a new leader of the Canadian Action Party in Canada. And we are so delighted to be with him for 2 hours. And we are going to go to a lot of subjects with him. We have had already interviews with previously last couple of months ago with Connie Fogel. And also we had interviewed with the...
Well, that's a political thing. Oh, that guy's a little slow on the take. I'll put a link to that one, too, in All Shots Clot 17. Don't forget, All Shots Clot is not part of the Fakeologist feed. You have to go to search for allshotsclot.com in your favorite podcast player, or you can play it off allshotsclot.com. Okay, I've been going about an hour. We didn't really get any... what do we got here? We didn't really get any extensive coverage on anything particularly exciting tonight. It was more of a general broadcast. Most of the stuff that I get on vaccines are over here on Twitter. And I know we're all talking about, or the media's pushing monkeypox. I don't know. I don't know how far it's going to go, really. But now we're all talking about it, or they're all talking about it, but I'm not sure it's going to take off. Let's just take a look here, what we got here on vaccines here. The one guy that I do follow, of course, is Larry from StopVaccinating.com, and he's going all over the place. Now he's talking about the moon landing hoax, and what else is he talking about? But this guy is virulently anti-vax, so I do enjoy a lot of his posts. He's really anti-pediatrician now. He says, of course, they're the gateway peddlers of the vaccine. He wants to jail them for crimes against humanity. And what else we got here? He's going on about pet vaccinations. Yeah, I agree. Don't do that. And he's also selling a heavy metal detox. Who knows about that? Here's a good one. Stop calling it autism. It's vaccine brain injury. And stop calling it side effects. It's poisoning. Agree with that one. And what else do we have here? Something about a Merck MMR case ruling. Oh, we got a wireless caller. Let's take one more call, and then we'll wrap
Hold
it up.
Hold time, 7 seconds.
Hello, caller. Where are you calling from? Well, what's your name?
Hey, Fakeologist. This is Jay from Texas.
Jay from Texas. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
What's your take on vaccines? Have we talked about that with you before?
No.
Do you have a take on it?
I think that it's just a way to suppress our natural way of getting immunity. Because, like, I remember having chicken pox as a kid, and I remember them telling me, like, you need to get that to help boost you from other disease, from other things. Like, that was something that, like, was like a, like, almost like a milestone for kids. Like, if you got chicken pox younger, it would make you more resilient later in life than whether if you got it in adulthood, it would be worse for you.
Yeah.
So I think they're just it's like any other natural stuff. I mean, not even just natural, like how if you try to talk to a doctor about like vitamins and minerals, for example, and say, what do you think about them? And they will mostly, a lot of them will say, like, I don't believe. They'll use that word, like, I don't believe. But, like, stuff like that is not really a belief more than it's, like, data-driven for each individual. So I think all that medical stuff is just to hide, like, what truly we all used to know. It's like if you look at like how, I guess like a real good example is like if you look at handcrafted stuff from like, I don't know, basket weaving or like flinting, how like now, like if you try to ask people like just to do those skills on the fly, it wouldn't be able to be, you know what I mean? Like people just can't do it without like constant learning, but in some places, they still could just, like, grab grass and then they make you a bowl that could hold water, and it's made of grass.
Yeah, I'm showing showing an image from X.com. Side-by-side autoimmune blistering disease versus monkeypox. Yeah, I don't like the word autoimmunity. I don't like the word immunity either. I think they're all just more confirmation of the germ theory. But this guy's just saying when you get poisoned by any vaccine, especially the mRNA poison that they're peddling now, this is what it looks like. This is what your body does to get rid of the poison. It breaks out, and it's literally trying to get rid of it by blistering and making pox-like manifest on your system, on your skin, and that's what they've labeled monkeypox.
So that's
a pretty good sleight of hand there. So, in other words, everything is caused by the vaccine, and all these effects of the vaccine they label new viruses. So it's a pretty dirty trick. It's pretty hard to disprove, but that's what they do. So this is just another manifestation of vaccine injury and poisoning. And so they gave it a name called monkeypox. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's just like how, like, with the GMOs, the GMOs in, like food, how they're saying, well, like, if there's, like, insecticides that are in there, I don't know, like if we should be eating that, would we get affected? And the concern came out because, like, I guess, like, with honeybees, the colony collapsed, like, because the honeybees have to, and when they were getting the pollen from these things, they were getting, like, they couldn't make it back to their hives. So the theory was it messing with their nervous system? You know, with the insecticide.
Oh yeah, well it messes with the animals.
Yeah,
nervous and system. Then, so if we get a dose of it, then it's definitely, it might not kill us, but it'll definitely maim us. It'll kill a small animal.
But over time, if we're eating it, you know,
it could bioaccumulate for sure.
Yeah, that's a good way to get into the whole. Like you could use that to connect with the vaccines. Like, well, we have the data with the food. I mean, we have that, so why wouldn't this be a little more? Because, I mean, if the food, you ingest that, and that has to go through many processes to get into your bloodstream, but if you're just injecting something straight in that's going through, that's bypassing all your filters, then that probably does a lot more damage to you
Here's Dr. Definitely. Tim Goyetch, ND. So I just started following him. He says that the main vaccine being used with serious side effects is called Jynneos. The J, Jynneos.
Jynneos. It sounds like
it has a 1 in 25 incident rate of serious adverse reactions. Wow, that's pretty disgusting.
It does, and then the word genios, it almost sounds like gin or genie, and if you believe the whole like what people really think of what just sickness is, it just means that you're just like, you know, it's not really anything too outlandish. It's just something that's here. It's like, oh, you got sick with something, and
yeah, even, like even people that follow this guy, you know, they just don't get. I don't know if he gets it. I don't know if he understands everything either that I think I understand. But
I think it does something to your body. Like it breaks your body down. Like it's
just poison, man. You don't have to get too complicated. Your body's not complicated. That's how I look at it.
No, it ain't. It ain't. It's just, yeah, that's why it's just straight. It's just straight poison. But that's what my sense, like the way these people think, the way I look at it, sometimes people say, well, they're trying to kill us. But a lot of people think like these people believe in superhumans, right? And it's like a lot of their belief is like, oh, there's some kind of something. But I wonder if there is like a theory, like if you a certain species through stress and whatever survives on the, like an extreme Darwin type of thinking, you know?
Mm, yeah.
Like a hardcore eugenics type. It's something wild to wrap your mind around, but I mean, it's just the way that Fauci guy would talk about how like, that's all they would, it just seems like, I don't know, like, if you wanted to look, because like, what is your opinion about like? Do you believe that CRISPR technology is real?
No, not really.
What do you think? What do you think about all that stuff like rabies and stuff like that?
Not much. I think.
Like, how do you like? What do you like? That's what I mean. Like,
what is rabies?
No. Since we don't got the real, like, understanding of what these are, like, why is there effects like that on our body? And do you think that people are trying to, like, harness those effects in some type of way?
What effects?
Like an rabies type effect, or like a cold type effect, like an ammonia type effect, or a hemorrhaging type effect of an effect. You know, stuff like that.
I think there's only a few ways to get ill. Injury, malnutrition, poisoning. Those are the three top ones. So everything is a spin-off of that. And that's it.
That's
all there is. So I think you have to just try and bring it back to that. The way I look at it is the body is always regenerating all the time. In other words, it rebuilds itself every single day. So if it doesn't have the building blocks to rebuild as it gets rid of the dead and dying cells that are just part of the natural cycle, then it will start compensating in ways just to try and stay alive. But I think you really have to look at the body as like a car. You have to maintain it every day. The minute you stop maintaining it, it starts to
decrease, right?
It just starts to decay and die, and just laying in bed is part of decaying and dying. So you got to get up, you got to input, output, keep it moving, keep everything going. Otherwise, we have this thing called disease where we just show symptoms of decay and dying, and that's just from all the things I just said. It's not moving, not eating, not doing the normal bodily functions that everything is made for. And it's constantly rebuilding. So you constantly have to give it gas and oil and all the things that make up the body.
So like I have that same thinking. Like a lot of it, like it's probably like what you're speaking, like it's like a vitamin deficiency in a way, like an extreme vitamin deficiency, and then you get an illness.
It's anything. We need so many inputs to stay healthy. We need sunlight, we need fresh air, we need good food, and the minute you take away any of those things, the body will compensate and overcompensate, and it'll appear as symptoms of illness. That's what it, how it'll appear. So it's just, we're just always regenerating at all times. So when you take away an input, that's when you get symptoms that, oh, I'm not feeling well, I'm sick. Well, it's because you didn't give your body what it needed to rebuild for today. You don't stay static, because you're always,
yeah,
in a way, you're always about to die, in the sense that all your cells need to replace. You can't, your original skin cells don't just stay on the outer layer of your skin. They're not the same skin cells. They're constantly replaced at a micro mm-hmm. level where you can't even see it. But you're shedding micro particles all the time, because your body's totally and constantly regenerating. You see what I mean?
Yes, yes.
All right, Notchok says he would add psychosomatism, I guess, to your list. Yeah. So if you...
That's
just your brain and how it thinks. So if you have a very unhealthy outlook, or you've got negative thoughts, that does affect your cellular... I would say it affects you at a cellular level. So that's how people can think themselves sick. Think, oh, I've got cancer, or oh, I'm really sick. So you really need to work on your mental health as well, to keep your body and your brain in a positive way, I think. I think that's what he means. So I think to a lesser extent that's totally true, but I think it's definitely valid.
Yeah, like the less stress, the better. Like the less.
Well, yeah, stress physically will kill you. I agree with that, because of the toxins like the it creates pressure, in your right? body. Well, it creates toxins. Your body, when it's in a high stress level,
because you're always tensed up. You always have that tenseness, right?
Well, yeah. So it's creating toxins that are dangerous to your body. So if you're under some stress, then your body can handle it. But if you're under constant stress, that may be too much for your body. It's like flooring your car and driving at full blast. You can't keep doing that in a car. It eventually will cause severe problems, I would say. What do you think of that? It really requires a new way of thinking that we don't really get.
So what's your opinion on vitamins and minerals?
Mm-hmm. You need vitamins and minerals that come from natural sources. I don't think you can pump in artificial ones that were made in a lab or from pharmaceuticals.
Do you think that we're missing the lost pieces of how they were able to cure themselves without all this? Like, do you think we're missing those pieces and the different types of knowledge of plants and everything?
Like, I don't think we're missing it. It's just that it's being suppressed, and there's not enough people learning it and passing it along, because there's no money in it. So I really think that that knowledge is there. It's just not available anymore. It's not easy to discover as easy, because they're just not. There's just no money in it. Let's put it that way. But I'm going to have to wrap up the show, man, because I only wanted to go about an hour, and I did start a little late. So one of my other health tips is getting a proper amount of sleep.
So, well, I have one more question.
All right.
Well, if it's like that, like we're supposed to have these appetite these enhancers, right? What type of drug would give us, like, since you believe, like, the vitamins and minerals we need, right? So that means we need an increased appetite. But what stimulant out there gives us a naturally increased appetite? Because vitamins and minerals are the cure. So the more...
Well, they're not a cure. They're just an input. They're not a cure. They're just your part of your input. So
if you needed to get those in, what would be a natural way to boost your appetite to get them in?
How about exercise? How about burning calories and burning carbs? Yeah, exercise.
Yeah, but if you were like weak, if you couldn't do it, like if you were like bedridden because of the illness and everything.
Yeah.
And but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we've lost this, like, Because there had to have been enhancers that would enhance the body to make them do more things with the sources of with the resources around them, with the food around them. Because, and I think that's also another knowledge, like you said, we've lost, not only with the making things by hand, like flinting and basket weaving, but I think we've lost, like, how to, we get the inputs, but how to use another thing to enhance them in our body, you know what I mean?
Well, I really don't know what they may have done in the past. I still think there's a lot of healthy people today that exercise, eat good food, get their rest, listen to the Fakeologist show to remove stress from their lives. I think all of it adds up. You have to do everything. You have to avoid poisons. You have to avoid injury. You have to feed your body properly with as healthy sources as possible every single day. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you again, Fakeologist. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening to the All Shots Clot Show. We haven't done it in a while, but we're gonna keep on this topic, and we're gonna keep talking about it because
it's an important topic. It's a very important topic.
Well, it's an endless topic. It's an endless topic for sure.
Yeah.
Endless topic. It keeps going on.
Because they don't do the research, so the research has to be done from our observation and from witness testimony.
Yeah, we just have to keep healthy and keep going. Anyway, why don't we play a little bit? Let's play a little more of the breakup song. I really like Greg Kin.
That was a cool song.
Yeah, I didn't really know it was him. I thought he was a one-hit wonder, but he did quite a few good songs. And, we played that one. We could play, what else was really good with him? I guess Jeopardy was a really good one of his, too. So we'll play...
That's the first time I heard that one, so...
Oh, yeah? Are you old enough to know Greg Kin, the Greg Kin band from the 80s?
I was born in 88.
Well, you were born in the decade of the best music, I would say. Really, really, really great music.
Yeah,
so
yes, very good.
Hopefully somebody introduced you to 80s music. I know I played it for my children, so I really like it. And I had no idea Greg Kin was the one that... I didn't really pay attention to who some of these bands were, but I did really like this song, and so I'll play it out. And it's too bad he got vaccinated. It's too bad he promoted it. I'm not saying it killed him, but I can tell you one thing. It couldn't have helped him. So thanks for calling in again, Jake. Call back again.
Yes. Will do. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to Fake Nukes Phil, who's now a monthly donor to the Fakeologist Show. I'll mention him. He's on Wednesdays. Thanks for Jay for calling in. John the Beggar for calling in. And thanks for all the commenters in the chat tonight. We try and do this show as frequently as possible. And we've skipped the All Shots Clot show for a few weeks, only because sometimes I get tired of the topic. So we jump around. We're flexible. And don't forget, we're value for value. So if you like the show, fakeologist.com/donate. You can donate a coffee. You can donate $5. Whatever you think the show is worth to you. All money goes really to FakeoTube and keeping things going on the video platform. Yeah, Not Shocked, that was a good caller. Not Shocked is on the audio chats all the time. Make sure you tune into the audio chats. And Dave J says good caller. Thanks, Dave J, appreciate it. Dave J and I had a fun back and forth on truthmeets.com. One of our pod children, Pod Network, that has sprung up with Fakeologist inspiration. So make sure you go to truthmeets.com, where I made a special appearance on the weekend. And I have no problem promoting them. Really good bunch of guys. All Fakeologists through and through. And, we'll see you tomorrow with Lynn Ertel. I have no idea what she's bringing us tomorrow, but it should be interesting and entertaining, and it gives me a chance to let someone else do the talking. All right, take care. We'll talk to you again.